take care for families every day.
A rotating cast of about a dozen workers from the Breen Center, a nonprofit mental health and substance abuse agency, carried signs and chanted outside the Pittsfield offices Monday morning. Members of Service Employees International Union Local 509, they are seeking a new contract with higher wages. The previous one-year contract ended at the end of 2014. Marianne Harris says she has been an outreach worker at the Breen Center for 32 years.
Wages don't go up here at all.
32 years ago, what wage did you start at?
Probably like $9. $9. And now I'm like at 13.
The union represents about 350 direct care and human services staff at the Breen Center, which employs 450 people throughout Berkshire County. With median wages about $13 an hour, the union has proposed a 5% annual increase. Along with other contract changes, Breen CEO Christine McBeth says the offer is, quote, financially unsustainable, end quote, for the agency, costing an additional $3 million over the next 3 years. She says the agency has a $21 million annual budget with average health care wages around $16 an hour.
Our starting wages for staff are comparable to other agencies of this size and that provide similar services and in the same area.
SEIU Local 509 says workers' health insurance costs have also increased as much as 35% over the last year. McBeth says insurance costs did go up like at most other places. She adds the Breen Center offered a different plan option, which not many people utilized. Scott LaVuck has been an outreach worker with the Breen Center for 3 years. He says current wages are causing high turnover among workers, negatively impacting continuity of care, especially as the region struggles with the surge in opioid use.
You know, as an employee has a reputation, so does an agency have a reputation. The Breen Center has gotten a reputation of low pay, not a good place to work, and now that's affected our ability to recruit people.
McBeth says the Breen Center's turnover rate and recruitment are comparable with similar agencies in the region. With negotiations starting in September, the Breen Center has offered a one-year contract with a 1.5% wage increase and what it calls a productivity incentive plan. McBeth explains.
It's not overtime, but if they bill over a certain number of hours, they get additional monies in their salary. So again, not dissimilar to what happens at other agencies that provide, quote, billable services.
Adding that a three-year contract is ideal, McBeth says the agency is proposing a one-year pact because it believes it may be in a stronger position this fall to address employee concerns. One reason for that belief, updated state contracts, which begin July 1st.
But if there are increases in the contracts, then those would likely go to employees. So that's just one example.
Members of SEIU Local 509 sent a letter to McBeth in December saying the proposal would increase, quote, productivity requirements, end quote, and calling the offer unacceptable. Hoping the pickets will change the Breen Center's position, LaVuck says the union is unsure of the next step, which could end up in a strike.
I'd like to start focusing on the people and actually putting the resources there and let the other things fall into place afterwards, because I think the most important thing is the folks that are doing the work and also the community that they're impacting.
McBeth says it would be fiscally irresponsible to increase pay higher than 1.5% at this point.
I will remain hopeful that we can resolve our differences, I guess is the best way to say it at this point, before it gets to that, before it gets to a strike. You know, bottom line, first and foremost, we need to be sure that we continue to keep those that we serve safe.
What do we want?
Contracts!
When do we want it?
Now!
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.